אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett used a Monday meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in New York to criticize the institution over its discrimination against Israel. He said that if the UN wants Israelis to take its institutions seriously, its members must start treating the Jewish state as an equal partner as opposed to attacking it disproportionately. Bennett was in New York to give his first address as national leader to the UN General Assembly on Monday morning. He used the opportunity to urge member states to work with Israel rather than discriminating against it. Bennett said every member state in this building has a choice. It's not a political choice, but a moral one. It's a choice between darkness and light, darkness that persecutes political prisoners, murders the innocent, abuses women and minorities, and seeks to end the modern world as we know it, or light that pursues freedom, prosperity, and opportunity. He concluded, over the past 73 years, the state of Israel, the people of Israel, have achieved so much in the face of so much. However, in Israel, the speech was not received with universal applause. During his speech, Bennett made reference to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying that while doctors are an important input, they cannot be the ones running the national initiative. The only person that has a good advantage of all considerations is the national leader of any given country. On Tuesday, Health Minister Nitzan Horowitz said that Bennett's public critique was unnecessary and unfortunate, adding that he fully supported the health officials' work. Health Ministry Director General Nachman Ash said that he was saddened that such criticism had been highlighted by Bennett at the UN rather than the great dedication of medical teams in their daily work to save lives under great strain. Prime Minister Bennett, in an attempt to quash the criticism, said on Wednesday that he greatly respects the work of medical professionals while opposing some of their proposed policies. He refers to calls for further restrictions that might affect the economy. Some 2 million Israeli students returned to schools on Thursday morning after the lengthy September holiday period. Students under 12 and those over 12 who had not been vaccinated had to present a negative coronavirus test from either a testing centre or a home testing kit. Students and teachers without a vaccination or recovery certificate or a negative test were not allowed into classrooms and were separated from other students until their parents collected them. Only 81% of parents of eligible children collected their free home testing kits. Around 100,000 students were in quarantine and could not return to school. Today, nearly 2 million Israelis will lose their Green Pass, which enables Israelis to participate in public events and enter many workplaces, and is now available to those who have had a third COVID shot only. According to new data presented by Israel's Health Ministry on Thursday, the side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine are significantly milder from the booster shot compared to the first two doses. Reported side effects such as fatigue, weakness and pain in the arm where the injection was administered were all less common in the third round. On Friday, government figures placed the basic reproduction rate of the virus at 0.72. This means that the current outbreak is abating. There were 607 patients listed in a serious condition on Friday, the lowest number seen since late August. The death toll since the start of the pandemic rose to 7,761. The High Court of Justice on Monday granted the government another 6 months' delay in the planned demolition of Khan al-Ahmar, a Bedouin village in the West Bank that Israel says was constructed illegally, in the latest of a series of postponements that have prevented its removal for years. The state had presented a confidential document to the court containing details of the plans for demolishing the village and moving its residents to another location. Presiding Judge Noah Schoenberg said the expectation was that at the end of the next 6 months, we will be presented with a clear decision after exhausting all the possibilities. A 40-year-old Arab man was shot dead on a Haifa street on Friday night, the latest victim of rampant violence in Arab society. Mehran Mughrabi, a married man and father, was the 95th homicide victim in Arab society in 2021. According to a 2020 Knesset report, some 400,000 illegal weapons are circulating in Israel, the vast majority in Arab communities. Rahm has threatened to leave the government coalition and bring the country to new elections unless steps are taken immediately to deal with the violence. A Palestinian woman was shot dead as she attempted to stab police officers in Jerusalem's Old City early on Thursday morning. On Thursday, Israeli troops fired at a Palestinian man who was seen approaching the Gaza border, killing him. Israeli troops apprehended two Palestinian men who tried to cross from the Gaza Strip into Israel carrying hand grenades yesterday. On Tuesday afternoon, dozens of masked Israelis threw stones at Palestinians at their home and cars in the South Hebron Hills. The rocks smashed cars and injured at least 12 Palestinians, including a three-year-old. Palestinians responded by throwing rocks on the attackers. The confrontations took place near the small Palestinian shepherding village of Al-Mufakara, a cluster of homes that straddles two illegal Israeli West Bank outposts, Avigail and Chavat Ma'on. The United States, European Union and the United Nations condemned the violence. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid condemned the incident on Wednesday, saying this violent incident is horrific and it is terror. This isn't the Israeli way and isn't the Jewish way. This is a violent and dangerous fringe, and we have a responsibility to bring them to justice. Two of the suspects arrested over the incident were released Friday. On Friday, the two, an adult and a minor, detained on Thursday, were the fifth and sixth suspects taken for questioning over their alleged participation in the attack. Another minor, accused of assaulting soldiers, though not participating in the attack against the Palestinians, had his remand extended until Sunday. Gulf Air Flight GF972, the first commercial flight between Bahrain and Israel, landed on Thursday at Ben Gurion Airport, a year after the two countries agreed to normalize diplomatic relations. A little earlier, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid officially opened Israel's embassy in the capital, Manama. During the inauguration, he said, "May our people live in peace and prosperity forever." Union Berlin apologized on Friday after fans hurled anti-Semitic insults at visiting supporters of Israeli champions Maccabi Haifa, the first club from Israel to play at the Nazi-era Olympic Stadium. Union President Dirk Zingler said, "This behavior is shameful and intolerable. We apologize to those affected. We will never tolerate discrimination in our ranks. It's important to remain vigilant and to work tirelessly against it." Ahead of Thursday's game, Maccabi played a visit to the Holocaust Memorial in central Berlin, where they laid a wreath. A biopic about an Israeli attorney who has defended Palestinian terror suspects won an award for Best Documentary at Wednesday night's News and Documentary Emmy Awards. Advocate follows the story of Lea Tzemel, an attorney who represents Palestinian clients, including civil rights activists and suspected terrorists. Most recently, Arafat Irfaya, who has confessed to the brutal rape and murder of 19-year-old Ori Ansbacher in a Jerusalem forest in 2019. The controversial movie, directed by Rachel Leah Jones and Philip Berlesch, was previously among 15 films shortlisted for the 2019 Academy Awards in the documentary feature category. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.